The Washington Post's Craig Timberg is one of the few journalists who's visited Mogadishu since the Muslim militia took control. He's on the line with us now from South Africa to talk about the situation in the Somali capital. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mogadishu has been a kind of free-for-all, a lawless city for something like 15 years now. Daily gunfire, armored vehicles patrolling the streets. What was it like when you were there?
You know, I expected it to be much more obviously lawless and horrible than it was. You know, I spend my career traveling around Africa, so I see some pretty destitute places. And Mogadishu was destitute, but it wasn't so wildly more destitute and wildly more violent than other cities that I've visited.
Huh.
And in fact, it seemed kind of calm when I was there.
Well, the Islamists say that it hasn't been calm, and it's been an anarchy, and they want to put an end to that. But last Friday, thankfully, after you had left, there was a Swedish journalist who was shot and killed.
Yeah, I can't tell you how horrified and terrified I was by that news, because I had been standing in pretty much the same place exactly a week earlier at such a rally. And yeah, look, the shooting of that Swedish journalist, aside from being personally terrifying, I also took as a signal that the people who are trying to make Mogadishu calm and appear moderate, you know, were not necessarily winning.
Clans and warlords make a whole lot of trouble in Somalia. Tell us just how important they are.
Well, in the absence of a kind of proper national government, what happened in Somalia is that these leading, we can call them clans or sub-clans, you can also just think of them as big families, they stepped in and became the kind of societal superstructure that controlled things. And so, you know, all of these families, they have businesses, they have guns, they have money, and they've been sort of running the show for quite some time. So they are incredibly important. And I think that traditionally the U.S. government has not really understood exactly how they worked or how to work with them effectively.
There's been an interim government in Somalia. It was formed 2 years ago with some help from the United Nations, but it is based outside of the capital, Mogadishu, and it's been pretty much powerless. So now you have these Islamists in control of the capital and a good deal of southern Somalia. So what is likely to happen politically there, Mr. Timberg? Do you think the Islamists are going to be able to take control of the whole country?
Yeah, I wish I knew the answer to that question. And my crystal ball fails me when I try to gaze into Somalia, I'm afraid. The Islamists in Mogadishu have not said that they want to take over all of Somalia, and I think that there's some legitimate doubt about whether they have the military or political clout to do that. They also have indicated a willingness to talk and deal with this, you know, this transitional government, which is largely a creature of the international community. And so, at least so far, it seems as though the folks in charge in Mogadishu want to try to deal with the international community. And in order to do that, they need to deal with this transitional government.
And what about this fear that Somalia will become a safe haven for terrorists?
Well, I think it probably has been a safe haven for terrorists for quite some time. I don't think it's necessarily any more of a safe haven now than it was 6 months ago. But if the more extreme Islamists win out in Mogadishu, if they're the ones who become the face of this ruling group there, then I think all bets are off on how much, you know, it could become a haven for terrorists.
Thank you very much. Craig Timberg is a reporter for The Washington Post. Recently, he visited the Somali capital, Mogadishu. It is now in the hands of an Islamist militia. Thank you again.